Hello.
Good evening. My name is Patrick.
Hello.
I'm calling from Jerry Torres Service. We are conducting a quick survey with just one question, and I would appreciate your participation.
Is this a candidate for some office?
Actually, Jerry Torres is running for U.S. Congress in our 8th congressional district community.
Okay. Now, is that in Virginia?
Yes, that's correct. Arlington,
okay.
Alexandria, and Fairfax counties.
So the 8th district in Virginia is Fairfax County and which other county?
Arlington, Alexandria, and Fairfax counties.
Okay, 8th, okay.
Would you like to...
And now, I don't know if your office has been sending me texts or not. I'm guessing so. And that's okay. I'm all right with that. But my question is, party is Torres with?
Well, actually, just give me a moment, because we have all the information here and the questions, but if you only would like to know the party, just give me a moment, please.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much for your time. Well, actually, he's a Republican.
Okay.
That's correct.
So you're going to ask me one question, right?
Yes, just one question about your biggest concern about our community. But first of all, I would like to read you very quick just a statement about Jerry Torres.
I don't want to hear any statement. Are you willing to just ask me a question, or do you have to read the statement?
Yes, this is just one question. Just in order to your response about the question, we usually read one quick statement, right, about the issues about Virginia.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear a statement. I don't want to hear a statement.
I understand.
Okay. I'm willing to listen to your question.
Okay, let me ask you. What are the biggest concerns about our community and nation so Jerry can understand and help? The options that we have, is it high crime? Is it safety? Is it the poor quality of life in our society for far too many? It is the uncontrolled border and free flow of migrants? Is it high business failures? Is it high prices? Is it high inflation? Is it indoctrination in schools? Is it low affordability of homes? Or is it high homelessness? Or the last option, all of the above.
Okay. And so I guess I will ask, is the Torres campaign paying for this questionnaire to citizens of these counties?
That's correct. It's in order to know, right, your opinions and your biggest concern about the community, in order to Jerry can understand and help about your concerns.
Okay. So now I'll ask another question. Is Mr. Torres currently a congressman in the United States Congress?
Well, actually, he's running for U.S. Congress, but right now, is just elected. He's not elected, right? He's just he's running.
Okay, so he's
right
not
now.
He's not currently in the federal house, I guess. Either the Republican House or the Democrat House. He's not currently a member. Okay, so I understand that now.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
will answer this.
Okay.
I will answer this. What my concerns are is the unaffordability in general of housing.
All right.
I think there are efforts going on from the little bit I look into it that some people are trying to make housing affordable. It is severely unaffordable, in my opinion. I earn very, very little. I wish more effort was made to make some kind of housing, you know, make it somehow more affordable. And then the other thing I'm concerned with is the grocery store prices are significantly more than like 3 or 4 years ago. I literally cannot afford anything. I go to a food bank to eat. My neighbors are feeding me. I'm in a strong poverty level. I've just got another job. It's going to take over a year for me to make any money because there's no clients. So those are my concerns. I don't vote. I cannot handle voting. It's too much decision making. It stresses me out. So yeah, I'm not going to be voting for anybody. But I will tell you that those simple things for a poor person are affordability of food and housing. That's what we care about.
All right.
I'm lucky. I bought my house a long time ago, so I mean, I'm having a hell of a time paying for it, but I have a house that I'm comfortable with. So I'm okay there. But yeah, the other people, I see them on the street sometimes. I feel really bad for them. So I will tell you those are my concerns. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your opinion. So you said that
sure. It
is the low affordability of homes and also the high prices and high inflation, right?
The high prices in grocery stores. Yeah, I don't care about, other things like clothes. I mean, clothes are important, but, you know, clothes last like 2 years if you're really careful with them. Food lasts like a week. So, yeah, you need to constantly buy food to keep your body alive. So that has to be more fair to everybody. People like me, I earn so little. I my neighbors are feeding me. I'm not kidding. Two neighbors, they get these meals on wheels, giving me their extras, and I'm living off of that. So, for someone who earns very little, this is what we're concerned about.
I understand. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time. And, have a nice rest of the day. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to me.
Thank you. Have a nice day, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.